We present a Rodgers and Hammerstein classic, first heard on Radio 2 on the 15th of July 1995. Based on the play Lilium by Ferenc Molnár and starring Mandy Patinkin as Billy Bigelow with Deborah Myers as Julie Jordan, this is Carousel.
What's he doing up that ladder, sir?
Keeping the stars in line, Joshua. Starkeeper's job.
You safe up there?
Heavens above. Safe as a cloud.
What do you have in mind for my lesson today? A gospel according to somebody or other?
It's according to Who's Afraid of the Dark.
How's that?
Little parable, I guess, my friend. You see, it's all going on down there. Right now.
I can't see it too well.
Well, get your ladder against one of these stars and train your binoculars down to Earth on the USA Northeast soundboard.
What's going on? Just ordinary folk and moving around.
Let me tell you, the Atlantic Ocean high tide turns around only twice a day on the New England coastline. But right there is the amusement park, America-Round, labeled Mullins Carousel. And it goes on turning and turning and going on forever.
Like eternity.
Guess so.
Lots of folks walking around to see the sights and sideshows. Oh, there's dancing girls loving themselves.
Yeah, well, they're a more senior entertainment.
Oh, there's a hokey pokey ice cream wagon. And a fat man selling cone for
every boy and girl with a nickel in their pocket.
Who's the brawny guy?
Oh, that's Billy Bigelow. He's a barker in charge of the carousel. And he just leans against the stand, seeing everyone has a real good time. And there's Mrs. Mullet, his fourth lady, up there on a stool, counting the money.
To the carousel?
Aye, the time comes when the glittering crown stops a while, for the riders dismount their horses and make way for more eager customers. Except for a little girl. She's the youngest in Mr. Baskin's family, and she just refuses to let go of her horse, and neither her big sister or mother can persuade her to step down.
No, sir. She ain't about to part from that gold-painted steer.
Don't want to get off! Don't want to leave my horse!
The father just gives her one look from between his mutton-chop whiskers.
Rose, I think it's time for us to go home without any fuss.
One more ride, Papa! One more! Please!
I hope I'm making myself clear when I say no!
Please!
You know what I mean when I wind up my watch, which is already wound up. It means no bread before bed.
And little Rose Baskin slowly descends from her mount, as meek as a mouse. Billy Bigelow grins all-knowing-like, because he's aware his powerful physique, his chest and bulging arms, tightly packed in a yellow sweater, draws the attention of all the females, and he puffs away on his cheroot as if he owned the whole park. Right there in a ticket booth, Mrs. Mullin nods approvingly, because she reckons on Billy's popularity as being good for business. Carrie Pipperidge and Julie Jordan are two young mill girls on an afternoon off, all got up in their pretty frocks and high button shoes and hair that dances in the May sunshine. Now that Carrie, She's a very practical miss. But her friend Julie is inclined to be more of a stargazer. Billy nearly bumps into her. Their eyes meet. And the world stops spinning for her when Billy goes into his routine.
Right on the merry-go-round. Ride for a mile for a nickel. Ride on the merry-go-round with your sweetheart by your side. Ride on the merry-go-round. That's a ride for a mile for a nickel.
One, please.
Here you go, ride on the merry-go-round with your sweetheart by your side.
You ain't hired, Billy Bigelow, just to hold them everything in skirts. You fill up them seats now and get this thing rolling, you hear me?
Find Julie again.
She's transfixed.
The carousel is beginning to turn again.
Hey, Julie's scared to jump on.
And like a damsel in distress, she's caught up in Sir Galahad's arms and thrust into a saddle. And the carousel goes faster, faster, faster.
You two girls, I'm telling you to get.
Look, she's at you again. Let's run.
I'm telling you, no more.
I ain't scared of her.
I got one more thing to tell you, young woman. If you so much as poke your nose in my carousel again, you'll be thrown out. Right out on your little pink behind.
What have I done?
You got no call to talk to her like that. She ain't doing you no harm.
Huh, ain't she? Think I want to get in trouble with the police and lose my license?
What is the woman talking about?
Letting my Barker fool with you. Ain't you ashamed? He leaned against her all through the ride.
He leaned against the horse, but he didn't lay a hand on me.
Oh, no, Miss Innocence. And he didn't put his arm around your waist, neither.
And suppose he did. Is that a reason to have a cataleptic fit?
You keep out of this, you rip. You've had my warning. If you come back, you'll be thrown out.
Who'll throw me out?
Billy Bigelow the Barker. The same fella you let get free with you.
I bet he wouldn't. He wouldn't throw me out.
I bet the same thing.
You mind your business, hussy.
Go back to your carousel and leave us alone.
Yeah, leave us alone, yo.
I don't run my business for a lot of chippies.
Oh, chippy yourself.
You're chippy yourself.
Shut up! Jabber, 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 jabber. What's going on anyway? Spitting and sputtering like three lumps of corn popping on a shovel.
Mr. Bigelow.
Don't yell.
I didn't yell.
Well, don't. What's the matter?
Take a good look at that girl, Billy. She ain't ever to be allowed on my carousel again. Next time she tries to get in, if she ever dares, I want you to throw her out. Understand me? Throw her out.
All right, all right. You heard what the little lady said. Run home now.
Come on, Julie.
No, I won't.
Hey, Billy, let's get out of here. You like a drink?
Sure.
Mr. Bigelow, tell me, please, honest and truly, if I came to the carousel again, would you throw me out?
What'd she do anyway?
She says you put your arm around my waist.
Oh, so that's it, huh? Well, here's something new. I can't put my arm around a girl without I ask your permission, huh? That how it is?
I just don't want that one around no more.
Oh, yeah. Well, you come around all you want. See, and if you ain't got the price, Billy Bigelow will treat you to a ride.
Big talker, ain't you, Mr. Bigelow? I suppose you think I can't throw you out, too, if I wanna. You're such a good barker, I can't get along without you. That it? Well, just for that, you're discharged. Your services are no longer required. You're bounced, see?
Very well, Mrs. Mullen.
You know, I could bounce you if I felt like
it. You felt like it just now. Ain't that funny? So I'm bounced.
Do you have to pick up every word I say? I only said that
if my services were no longer required. Very good. We'll let it go at that, Mrs. Mullen.
All right, you devil. We'll let it go at that.
Mr. Bigelow, if she's willing to say
you
she changed her mind...
You keep out of this.
Well, I don't want this to happen kind of me.
Mullen. Mrs. Mullen. Apologize to her.
Aha!
Me apologize to her? For what? For spoiling the good name of my carousel. The business that was left to be by my dear, saintly departed husband, Mr. Mullen. I only wish my poor husband was alive this minute.
I bet he don't.
He'd give you such a smack in the jaw.
That's just what I'm going to give you if you don't dry up.
You upstart. After all I've done for you. Now I am through with you for good, you hear?
Get out of here.
Through for good. And I won't take you back like before. You can bet that. I won't take you on anymore.
Mr. Bigelow.
Now, don't you get sorry for me or I'll give you a slap on the jaw. Don't you feel sorry for me either.
I don't feel sorry for you, Mr.
You're a liar.
Bigelow.
You are feeling sorry for me. I can see it in your face. You think that now that you fired me, I won't be able to get another job.
Well, what will you do now, Mr. Bigelow?
Well, first of all, I'll go get myself a glass of beer. Whenever anything bothers me, I always drink a glass of beer.
Then you are bothered about losing your job.
Nope, I'm only bothered about how I'm going to pay for the beer. Will you pay for it? Will you? How much money you got?
43 cents.
And you? I asked you how much you got.
Carrie.
Oh, come on. You needn't cry about it. Look, listen to me. I'm going to the carousel to get my things. Stay here till I come back, and then we'll go have a drink. It's all right.
Here, take it.
No. You keep your money. I'll pay.
Julie, do you like him?
I don't know.
Did you like it when he talked to you today? When he put you on the carousel that way? Did you like that?
I'd rather not say.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. You are quieter and deeper than a well. And you never tell me nothing. There's nothing that I care to choose to tell. You've been acting most peculiar. Every morning you're awake ahead of me. Always sitting by the window.
I like to watch the river meet the sea.
When we work in the mill, weaving at the loom, you gaze absent-minded at the roof. And half the time your shuttle gets twisted in the threads until you can't tell the warp from the woof. Tain't so. You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. You won't ever tell a body what you think. You're as tight-lipped as an oyster and as silent as an old Sahara spink.
Spinks.
Huh?
Spinks.
Uh-uh. Spink.
You spell it with an X.
That's only when there's more than one.
Oh.
Julie, I've been busting to tell you something lately.
You have?
Reason I didn't care to tell you before was... because you didn't have a fella of your own. Now you got one. I can tell you about mine.
Oh, Carrie, I'm glad you got a fella. What's his name?
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round-bottomed boat with a net full of herring from the sea. An almost perfect beau, as refined as a girl could wish. But he spends so much time in his round-bottomed boat that he can't seem to lose the smell of fish. The first time he kissed me, the whiff of his clothes knocked me flat on the floor of the room. But now that I love him, my heart's in my nose, and fish is my favorite perfume. Last night he spoke quite low, and a fair-spoken man is he. And he said, Miss Pepperidge, I'd like it fine if I could be wed with a wife. And indeed, Miss Pepperidge, if you'll be mine, I'll be yours for the rest of my life. And next moment we were promised, and now my mind's in a maze, for all it can do is look forward to that wonderful day of days. When I marry Mr. Snow, the flowers will be buzzing with the hum of bees, the birds will make a racket in the churchyard trees. When I marry Mr. Snow, then it's off to home we'll go, and both of us will look a little dreamy-eyed, a drive into a cottage by the ocean side. Threshold, and I'll be as meek as a lamb. Then he'll set me on my feet, and I'll say kind of sweet,
well, Mr. Snow, here I am.
Then I'll kiss him so he'll know that everything will be as right as right.
for you.
So you see, I can understand now how you feel about Billy Bigelow.
He's still here.
You told us to wait for you.
What do you think I want with two of you? I meant the one of you was to wait. The other can go home.
All right.
All right.
One of you goes home. Where do you work?
Bascom's Cotton Mill, a little ways up the river.
And you?
I work there, too.
Well, one of you goes home. Which one of you wants to stay? Come on, speak up. Which one of you stays?
Whoever stays loses our job.
How do you mean?
All Bascom's girls have to be respectable. We all have to live up at the Mill Borden house, and if we're late, they lock us out, and we can't go back to work there anymore.
Is that true? They bounce you if you're not home on time?
That's right.
God.
Julie, should I go?
I can't tell you what to do.
All right. You stay if you like.
That right? You'll be discharged if you stay?
Should I go, Julie?
Oh, why do you keep asking me that?
You know what's best to do.
All right, Carrie. You can go home.
Well, good night.
Now we're both out of a job. You had your supper?
No.
Want to eat out on the pier?
No.
Anywhere else?
No.
You don't come to the carousel much, do you? I mean, I've only seen you there 3 times for today.
I've been there much more than that.
Is that right? You see me?
Yes.
Did you know I was Billy Bigelow?
Well, they told me.
Yeah? Right on the merry-go-round. Right for a mile, for a nickel. Got a sweetheart?
No.
Come on, don't lie to me.
I haven't anybody.
So you stayed here with me the first time I asked you? Well, you know your way around all right, huh?
No, I don't, Mr. Bigelow.
Well, then what'd you stay for anyway?
So you wouldn't be left alone.
Alone? Geez, you're dumb. I don't need to be alone. I can have all the girls I want. Don't you know that? I mean, not just mill girls. I can have any kind.
I know, Mr. Bigelow.
Well, what do you know?
That all the girls are crazy for you. But that's not why I stayed. I stayed because you've been so good to me.
Well, then you can go home.
Well, I don't want to go home now.
And suppose I go away and leave you sitting here?
Well, even then, I wouldn't go home.
You know what you remind me of? A girl I knew in Coney Island. I'll tell you how I met her. One night, closing time. We just put out the lights on the carousel, and just as I was about to walk around
Mr. Bascom.
Good evening, Timony. Nice night.
Indeed it is. Mr. Bascom, is that one of your girls?
Hmm? One of my girls? Is that you, Miss Jordan?
Yes, Mr. Bascom.
Whatever are you doing out at this hour?
You know
what time we close our doors at the Mill Boarding House. You couldn't be home on time now if you ran all the way.
No, sir.
Who's all sideburns?
Here now. Don't you go calling Mr. Bascom names, lest you're fixing to get yourself into trouble. I tell you, Mr. Bascom, we got a report on this fella from the police chief at Bangor. He's a pretty sly gazebo. Goes by the name of Bigelow. Come up from Coney Island.
New York, eh?
He works on carousels. Makes a specialty of young things like this one. Gets them all moony-eyed. Promises to marry them, then takes their money.
I ain't got any money.
You speak when you're spoken to, missy.
Julie, you heard what kind of blackguard this man is. You're an inexperienced girl, and he's imposed on you and deluded. That's why I'm inclined to give you one more chance.
You hear that, missy?
I'm meeting Mrs. Bascom at the church. We'll drive you home, and I'll explain everything to the house matron. Come, my child.
Well, girl, don't be sitting there like you didn't have good sense.
Do I have to go with you, Mr. Bascom?
No, you don't have to.
Then I'll stay.
After I warned you?
You see, Timony, there's some of them you just can't help. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Bascom.
Good night, Mr. Bascom.
You low-down scallywag Billy Bigelow. I ought to throw you in jail.
What for?
Dunno. Wish I did.
Well, and then what?
Huh?
You were starting to tell me a story.
Me?
About that girl in Coney Island. You said you just put out the lights in the carousel. And that's as far as you
got. Oh, yeah. Well, just as the light went out, someone came along. It was a little girl with a shawl. You know, she... Say, tell me something. Ain't you scared of me? I mean, after what that cop said about me taking money from girls?
I ain't scared.
That's your name, Julie, Julie something?
Julie Jordan.
Jordan. Julie Jordan.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Ain't you sorry that you didn't run away? You can still go if you wanna.
I reckon that I could choose to stay. You couldn't take my money if I didn't have any, and I don't have a penny, that's true. But if I did have money, you couldn't take any, 'cause you'd ask and I'd give it to you.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Ain't you ever had a fella you give money to?
No.
Ain't you ever had a fella at all?
No.
Well, you must have had a fella you went walking with.
Yes.
Where'd you walk?
Nowhere special, I recall.
In the woods?
No.
On the beach?
No.
Did you love him?
No, I never loved no one. I told you that.
You're a funny kid. You want to go into town and dance, maybe?
No.
Or
I have to be careful.
What?
Of my character. You see, I'm never going to marry. I'm never going to marry. If I was going to marry, I wouldn't have to be such a stickler. But I'm never going to marry, and a girl who don't marry has got to be much more particular.
Well, suppose I was to say to you that I'd marry
you.
Now, that scares you, don't it? You're thinking about what that cop said.
No, I ain't. I never paid no mind to what he said.
But you wouldn't marry anyone like me, would you?
Yes, I would. If I loved you, wouldn't make no difference what you did, even if I died for it.
How do you know what you do if you love me or how you feel or anything?
Well, I don't know how I'd know.
Oh, come on.
Just the same, I know how it'd be if I loved you. When I worked in the mill, weaving at the loom, I'd gaze absent-minded at the roof. And half the time the shuttle would tangle in the threads, and the warp would get mixed with the woof. If I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't.
But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way, round in circles
Anyway, you don't love me. I mean, that's what you said, wasn't it?
Yes. I can smell them. Can you? The blossoms. The wind brings them down.
Much wind tonight. Hardly any. We can't hear a sound, not the turn of a leaf, nor the fall of a wave hitting the sand. The tide's creeping up on the beach like a thief, afraid to be caught stealing the land. On a night like this, I start to wonder what life is all about.
And I always say two heads are better than one to figure it out.
I don't need you or anyone else to help me. I gotta figure it out for myself. We ain't important. What are we? A couple of specks of nothing. Look up there.
There's a hell of a lot of stars in the sky. And the sky's so big, the sea looks small. And two little people, you and I, we don't count at all.
God, you're a funny kid. I don't ever remember meeting a girl like you. You. Are you trying to get me to marry you?
No.
What's putting it in my head? I mean, you're different, all right. I don't know what it is. You look up at me with that little kid face like you trusted me. Wonder what it'd be like.
What?
No, nothing. 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 I know what it'd be like. It'd be awful. I can just see myself kind of scrawny and pale, picking at my food and lovesick like any other guy. I throw away my sweater and I dress up like a dude in a dickie and a collar and a tie. If I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't.
But somehow I can see just exactly how I feel. If I loved you, time and again I would try to say, all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles, I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day.
Oh, You're a funny kid. I don't ever remember meeting a girl like you. I mean, I'm not a fella to marry anybody. Even if a girl was foolish enough to want me to, I wouldn't.
Well, don't worry about it, Billy.
Who's worried?
You're right about there being no wind. The blossoms are just coming down by themselves. Just their time to, I reckon.
Fowler's residential establishment is right on the ocean dockside front. The clapboarding is weathered by salty breezes, and the porch is all hung with wisteria.
Pretty, ain't it?
Yeah, sure is, Joshua. This is where whalers and fishermen can eat their fill on Nettie's fine cooking, with the help of all the girls in her employ. Nettie sure has a generous spirit for those who do her a good turn. Like us, them who's been digging for clams since dawn.
Kitchen, busier than a bee in a bucket of tar. And you ought to be ashamed making yourselves a plague and a nuisance with you, yelling and screaming and carrying on.
Give it to him good, Carrie, give it to him good.
Get away, you know, count nothings with your silly jokes and prattle. If you packed all your brains in a butterfly's head, they'd still have room to rattle.
Give it to him good, Carrie, give it to him good. Town's coming to Laura.
Get away, you roustabout riffraff with your bellies full of grog. If you packed all your brains in a pollywog's head, he'd never even grow to be a frog.
No, Pollywood would never be a frog. That'll hard him. Darn him.
Now, just a minute, ladies. We've got no call of friend. We only asked politely if you was ready yet. We kind of like this fabric to get an early start. I wanted for to tell you we went and done our part.
Look at that.
Been digging them since our
Tellerman, what are you doing that for?
They've been digging clams since 5 this morning. I've seen it myself down on the beach.
Nettie, you're a soft-hearted ninny.
Uh-huh, after the way they've been pestering and annoying you.
Ah, you can't blame them. First clam bake of the year, they're always like this. It's like unlocking a door. And all the crazy notions they kept shut up for winter come whooping out into the sunshine.
just like any other. March went out like a lion, oh, whipping up the water in the bay. Then April cried and stepped aside, and along came pretty little May. May was full of promises, but she didn't keep them quick enough for some. And a crowd of doubting Thomases was predicting that the summer'd never come.
Let's come by down, you can see it in the ground.
You can hear it in the trees. You can smell it in the breeze.
Look around, look around, look around.
June is busting out all over, all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out of bushes and they're off in river bushes. Every little wheel that wheels beside a mill.
Thank you.
yeah, some fancy fandango.
It's my lucky day.
Over to you, Nettie.
I'm aiming to dance with Agnes, the blonde and blue. Sit down, Amy Moss. She's already spoken for. Well, I weren't intending to speak. Just hang her real close. That's dirt talk.
No. Jigger went out with Jigger Cragen last night, and he didn't come home.
Billy went out with Jigger?
Jigger Cragen, his new friend. He's a sailor on that big whaler, the Nancy B. She's sailing tomorrow. Oh, God, I'll be so glad.
Look, girls, we got work to do. You come on. Sweep those steps up there, and you sit up there and keep out of the way, and don't poke your noses in other people's business.
You need me, Cousin Eddie?
No, you stay here and visit with Carrie. You haven't seen each other for a long time. Do you good. Oh, heck, where to put that broom?
Is he working yet?
No. Cousin Eddie's been awful kind to us, letting us stay here with her.
Mr. Snow says a man that can't find work these days is just bone lazy.
Billy don't know any trade. He's only good at what he used to do. So now he just don't do anything.
Wouldn't the carousel woman take him back?
I think she would, but he won't go. I asked him why, and he won't tell me. Last Monday, he hit me.
Why don't you leave him?
I don't want to.
I would. I'd leave him. Thinks just because he's Billy Bigelow, he can do whatever he likes, don't support you, beats you. He's a bad un.
He ain't willingly or meaningly bad.
Maybe he ain't. That night you sat on the bench together, he was gentle then, you told me.
Yeah, he was.
But now he's always acting up.
Not always. Sometimes he's gentle, even now. After supper, when he stands out here and listens to the music from this carousel, something comes over him. And he's gentle.
What's he say?
Nothing. He just sits and gets kind of thoughtful. You see, he's unhappy because he ain't working.
Fine reason for hitting you. Beats his wife because he ain't working.
It preys on his mind.
Julie, I got some good news to tell you about me.
You have?
About Mr. Snow and me. We're going to be cried in church next Sunday.
Okay!
How long have you been bespoke?
Near on to 2 months. Julie was the first to know.
Oh, what's he like, Julie?
Julie's never seen him, but you all will soon. He's coming here today. I asked him to the clam bake.
Oh, I can't wait to see him. I can't hardly wait for the wedding.
Me neither.
What a day that'll be for you.
When you walk down the aisle, all the heads will turn. What a rustling of bonnets there'll be. And you try.
And with my heart.
cottage by the ocean side, where the salty breezes blow. He'll carry me across the threshold, and I'll be as meek as a lamb. Then he'll set me on my feet, and I'll say, kind of sweet, "Well, Mr. Snow, here I am."
Then I'll kiss her so she'll know,
Mr. Snow,
that everything'll be as right can be, living in a cottage by the sea with me, where the salty breezes blow. I love Miss Pipridge, and I aim to make Miss Pipridge change her name to Mrs. Enoch Snow.
Enoch.
Are you surprised?
Surprised? I'm mortified. Well, this is him.
Carrie told me a lot about you.
I told you a lot about Julie, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
Carrie tells me you're coming to the clam bake.
It looks like we'll have good weather for it, too.
Not a cloud in the sky.
You're right.
He don't say much, but what he does say is awful pithy. Well, is he anything like I told you he was?
Just like.
Oh, Carrie, I near forgot. I brought you some flowers.
Flowers? Where are they?
Here.
Geranium seeds.
And this one here's a hydrangea.
Hydrangea?
I thought we might plant them in front of the cottage. They do good in the salt air.
Oh, that'll be beautiful.
I like digging around the garden in my spare time. Like to plant flowers and to take care of them. Does your husband like that, too?
No. I couldn't rightly say if Billy likes to take care of flowers. He likes to smell them, though.
Enoch's nice looking, ain't he? Steady and reliable, too. Well, ain't you gonna wish us luck?
Oh, Carrie, of course I wish you luck.
You can kiss Enoch, too. Us being such good friends and me being right here looking on at you.
Okay.
Well, why are you crying, Mrs.?
It's because she has such a good heart.
We thank you for your heartfelt sympathy. We thank you, Mrs.
Bigelow. Mrs. Billy Bigelow. That's my name. Oh, Billy! You know Carrie. Well, this is her intended, Mr. Snow.
Mr. Bigelow! I almost feel like I know you.
How are you?
I'm pretty well. Just getting over a little chest cold. This time of year, you know...
Billy.
All right, say it. I stayed out all night and I ain't working and I'm living off your cousin Nettie.
I didn't say
anything. No, it's on the tip of your tongue, isn't it?
Billy, be sure and come back in time to go to the clam bake.
I ain't going to no clam bake.
Oh, Billy.
Come on, Jerry.
Please.
Right.
Oh, poor Julie. I'm glad you ain't got no whoop jamboree notions like Billy.
Well, Carrie, it seems to me a man had enough to worry about getting a good sleep at night so as to get in a good day's work the next day without going out and looking for any special trouble.
That's true, Enoch.
A man's got to make plans for his life, and then he's got to stick to them.
Your plans are turning out just fine, ain't they, Enoch?
All according to schedule so far. I own a little house and I sail a little boat, and the fish I catch I sell.
and in the manner of speaking, I'm doing very well. I love a little girl, and she's in love with me, and soon she'll be my bride. And in a manner of speaking, I should be satisfied.
Well, ain't you?
If I told you my plans and the things I intended to make every curl on your head stand on end. When I make enough money out of one little boat, I'll put all my money in another little boat. I'll make twice as much out of two little boats. And the first thing you know, I'll have four little boats, then eight little boats, then a fleet of little boats, then a great big fleet of great big boats. Oh, catch a herring, bringing it to shore, sailing out again and bringing in more and more.
All that herring.
They ain't gonna be herring. Gonna put them in cans and call them sardines. Gonna build a little sardine cannery, then a big one, and then the biggest one in the whole country. Carrie, I'm gonna get rich on sardines. I mean, we're gonna get rich. You and me. And all of us. The first year we married, we'll have one little kid. The second year we'll go and have another little kid. You'll soon be donning socks for eight little feet.
Up to another fleet.
We'll build a lot more rooms. Our dear little house will get bigger. Our dear little house will get bigger.
And so...
Carrie, can you imagine how it'd be when all the kids are upstairs in bed and you and me sit alone in the firelight? Me in my armchair and you on my knee. Maybe.
Maybe.
When the children are asleep, we'll sit and dream. The things that every other dad and mother dream. When the children are asleep and lights are low, if I still love you the way I love you today, your pardon my saying, I told you so. Children are asleep, I'll dream with you. We'll think what fun we have had and be glad that it all came true.
When children are awake, are romping through the rooms and running on the stairs, then in a manner of speaking, a house is really theirs. But once they close their eyes and we are left alone and free from all their fuss, then in a matter of speaking, we can be really us. When the children are asleep, we'll sit and
interrupted. When the children are asleep and lights are low,
oh, and behold, if I still love you the way I love you today, you'll pardon my saying, I told you so. When the children are asleep, I'll dream.
When today is a long time ago, you'll stay.
Stick with me. After we get rid of my shipmates, I want to talk to you. I got an idea for you and me to make money.
How much?
More than you ever saw in your life.
Hey, Jigger, come back here.
Come on, Billy.
For many and many a long, long day.
The people who live on land are hard to understand. When you're looking for fun, they clap you into jail. Some shipping off to sea, where life is gay and free, and a fella can flip the hook in the hip of a whale.
Low, high, low, low, away we will go. We'll go away in the sailing away. Away we'll go, blow me high and low, for many and many a long, long day. For many and many a long, long day.
It's wonderful just to feel your hands upon a wheel, or to listen to wind whistling in a sail, or to climb aloft and be the very first to see a chrysanthemum spout coming out of a snout of a whale.
Oh, high, low, low.
Rocking upon the sea, your boat'll seem to be like a dear little baby in her bassinet. For she hasn't learned to walk, and she hasn't learned to talk, and a little behind is kind of inclined to be wet.
Princess Sophia?
Aye, if she'd teach you to keep a steady rudder.
There she goes!
Spread your sails and get on the way!
Right up to a lighthouse!
Go it, Hannah!
Release your davits and jump!
Morning to you, Missy. I had a fancy getting a closer look at the rigging.
Your rigging's familiar enough, Jack Fletcher. But I believe you have tattoos where tattoos ain't never been seen before.
Oh, you dance for a private viewing.
Oh, that's a hard bargain, sailor. What's it to be?
Gulliver's Hornpipe!
find it here, Jack Fletcher.
After. Sails are up and the tide is high.
You'd leave a warm heart for cold fish.
Man must work and women must weep.
You're an empty vessel, like that old boat.
Which I mean to fill to the full. Farewell, beauty.
Farewell, monster. Up a heron widow like you,
but you ain't married yet.
Well, I means to be.
Yo-ho! Come on there!
That Jack and Ace, he ain't crossed the gangplank.
What's you wanting, Jack Fletcher?
I want us to dance and dance and dance until our feet leaves the ground and never come down again.
Billy, it's the safest selling cake.
Now, you say this old Sideburns who owns the mill is also the owner of your ship?
That's right. And tonight, he'll be taking $3,000 or $4,000 down to the captain by himself. He'll work along the waterfront by himself with all that money.
Well, you think he'd have somebody go with him?
Not him. Not the last three times, anyway. I watched him from the same spot, and I see him pass me. Once I nearly jumped him.
Well, why didn't you?
Don't lie to do a job unless it's airtight. This one needs two to pull it off proper. Besides, there was a moon shining on him like a torch. What? Don't like moons. Lately, the nights have been running the fog. It's 10 to 1. We'll have fog tonight. That's why I wanted to tell your wife we go to that picnic. The clam bake.
Clam bake? Why?
Suppose we're all over on the island, and you and me get lost in the fog for half an hour. And suppose we got on a boat and came over here and did whatever we had to do and then got back. There's your alibi. We just say we were lost in the fog all the time.
Well, just what would we have to do? I mean, me, what do I have to do?
You go up to old Sideburns and say, "Excuse me, sir, could you tell me the time?"
"Excuse me, sir, could you tell me the time?" Then what?
Then, by that time, I got my knife in his ribs. Then you take your knife.
Me, I ain't got a knife.
You can get one, can't you?
I won't do this. It's dirty.
What's dirty about it?
The knife.
All right, forget the knife. Just go up to him with a tin cup and say, "Please, sir, will you give me $3,000? See what he does for you.
I ain't gonna do it.
Of course, sir. You got all the money you want and don't need.
I ain't got a cent. Money thinks I'm dead.
That's what I thought. You're out of a job and you got a wife to support.
Shut up about my wife.
Hello, Billy.
What are you doing here? What the hell? What'd you come for?
I've come to talk business.
Business? What?
I see you're still hanging around your jailbird friend.
What's it to you who I hang around with?
There's one thing I can't abide. It's the common type woman.
What are you doing here? You got a new barker, ain't you?
Why don't you stay home at night and sleep? You look awful.
He's good as me, ain't he?
Push your hair back off your forehead.
Leave my hair be.
If I told you to let it hang down over your eyes, you'd push it back. I hear you've been beating her. Well, if you're sick of her, why the hell don't you leave her? No use beating the poor skinny
leave her,
little
eh?
Thing.
You'd like that, wouldn't you? Leave
don't
her.
Flatter yourself. If I had any sense, I wouldn't have come here. The things you gotta do when you're in business. I'd sell the damn carousel if I could.
Ain't it crowded without me?
Those fool girls keep asking for you. They miss you, see? Well, you're gonna be sensible and come back.
And leave Julie?
You beat her, don't you?
No, I don't beat her. What's all the damn fool talk about beating? I hit her once, and now the whole damn... The next one I hear, I'm going to smash her.
All right. I take it back. I don't want to get mixed up in it.
Beating her as if I beat her.
What's the odds one way or another? Look at the thing straight. You've been married for 2 months and you're sick of it. Out there's the carousel, show booths, young girls, all the beer you want, a good living, and you're throwing it all away. Know what? I got a new organ.
I know.
How do you know?
You can hear it from here. I listen to it every night.
Good one, ain't it?
Oh, Jim Dandy. It's got a nice tone.
You ought to come up close and hear it. Oh, it makes you think the carousel is going faster. You belong out there, and you know it. You ain't cut out for a respectable married man. You're an artist type. You belong among artists. I tell you what, You come back, and I'll give you a ruby ring my husband left me.
I don't know. I might go back. I could still go on living here with Julie.
Holy Moses.
What's wrong?
Can you imagine how the girls would love that? A barker who runs home to his wife every night. White people would laugh themselves sick.
I know what you want.
Don't be so stuck on yourself.
I ain't happy here. That's the truth.
Of course you ain't.
Billy!
You want anything?
I brought you a coffee.
Why don't you have a talk to her? She'll understand. Maybe she'd be glad to get rid of you.
Yeah, maybe.
Billy, before I forget, I got something to tell you.
All right.
I've been wanting to tell you. In fact, I was going to yesterday,
but... Go ahead.
I can't. We got to be alone.
Did you see I'm busy? Here, I'm talking business.
It'll only take a minute.
Will you get out of here?
I tell you, it'll only take a minute.
Will you get out of here?
No.
What did you say?
Let her alone, Billy. I'll drop in at Bascom's Bank and get some small change from the carousel. I'll be back in a few minutes for your answer to my proposition.
Hey, I'll see you later, Billy.
Yeah, I'll see you later. Well, tell me. Make it quick.
I can't tell it so quick. Why don't you drink your coffee?
Is that what you want to tell me?
No, but by the time you drink it, I'll have told you.
Well?
Well, yesterday my head ached. And you asked me what
yes.
it was. Well, you see, that's what it is.
You sick?
No, it's nothing like that. Oh, it's awful hard to tell you. I'm not a bit scared because it's a perfectly natural thing.
What is?
Well, when two people live together...
Yes.
I'm gonna have a baby.
Hey, Billy.
Hey. Hey, Jigger. Jigger. Oh, gosh. Julie's gonna have a baby.
Yeah. What about it?
Nothing. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Come on, I'll take you in the house. Come on.
My mother had a baby once.
Billy in there with her? Ah, oh, they're having a row, I bet. When he comes back to me, I ain't gonna let him hang around with you anymore. You know that, don't you?
Come on, woman.
Ain't gonna let him get in your clutches. Everyone that gets mixed up with you finishes in the jailhouse or the grave.
Carnival blonde. Coming between a man and his wife.
Coming between nothing. They don't belong together. Nobody knows him like I do. And no one is going to get him away from me. And that goes for you, too.
Who wants him? If he's going to let himself get tied up to a wobbly-hipped slut like you, what good would he be to me?
He won't be no good to you. And he won't end up with a policeman's bullet in his heart, like that Roberts boy you hung around with last year. Wish the damn bullet had gotten you, you sleepy-eyed wharf rat.
Yeah.
You keep away from him, that's all. Or I get the cops after you.
Come on, woman!
Yeah, call names. But I got him back just the same. And you're through.
Put on a new coat of paint. You're starting to peel. Old pleasure boats.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm going.
You still here?
Didn't you tell me to come back? Here. You'll be wanting advance on your salary. Well, that's only fair. You've been out of work a long time.
Go home, Mrs. Mullen.
What's the matter with you?
Can't you see? I'm having my breakfast. Go back to your carousel.
You mean you ain't coming with me?
Get out of here. Get.
I'll never speak to you again. Not if you were dying, I wouldn't.
Well, that worries me a lot.
What did she tell you in there?
She told me
that some lies about me, I bet.
No, Mrs. Mullen. Nothing about you. Just about Julie and me. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Mullen, I'm going to be a father.
You? Julie?
Goodbye, Mrs. Mullen.
You a father? Billy Bigelow a father.
Get the hell away from here, Mrs. Mullen. Goodbye, Mrs. Mullen. I wonder what he'll think of me
I bet he'll call me the old man. I bet he'll think I can lick every other fella's father. Well, I can. I bet that he'll turn out to be the spitting image of his dad. But he'll have more common sense than his pudding-headed father ever had. I'll teach him to wrestle and dive for a wave when we go in the mornings for a swim. His mother can teach him the way to behave, but she won't make a sissy out of him. Not him. Not my boy. Not Bill. Bill. My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Oh, well, Bill, like a tree he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No pot-bellied baggy. And I don't give a damn what he does, as long as he does what he likes. He can sit on his tail or work on a rail with a hammer and spikes. He can ferry a boat on a river or paddle a pack on his back, or work up and down the streets of a town with a whip and a hush and a hack. He can haul a scow along a canal, run a cow around a corral, or maybe bark for a carousel. Of course, it takes talent to do that. Well, he might be the champ of the heavyweights, or a fellow who sells you glue, or president of the United States. That'd be all right, too. His mother would like that, but he wouldn't be president unless he wanted to be. No, sir, no. Not Bill. No. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Come on, Bubba. Well, Bill, get it right here. Come on. Like a tree, he'll grow. Come on, with his head out. Come on. And his feet planted firm on the ground. Come on. And you won't see nobody dare. Come on. Now, boss him or toss him or come on. No, flat-bottom, flabby face, pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bastard will boss him around. And I'm damned if he'll marry his boss's daughter, a skinny-lipped virgin with blood like water, who'll give him a peck and call it a kiss, and look in his eyes through a lorgnette. So what am I talking about? My kid ain't even been born yet. I can see him when he's 17 or so, starting in to go with a girl. I can give him lots of pointers, very sound, on the way to get round any girl. I can tell him. Wait a minute. Could it be? What the hell? What if he's a girl? Oh, Bill. Bill. What would I do with her? What could I do for her? I'm a bum with no money.
You can have fun with the son, but you gotta be a father to a girl. She mightn't be so bad at that. A kid with ribbons in her hair, a kind of neat and petite little tintype of her mother. What a pair, my little girl. eye as peaches and cream is she. And my little girl is half again as bright as girls are meant to be.
Dozens of mornings pursue her, many a lightly laugh. Does what he can to woo her from her faithful dad. She has a few pink and white young fellas of two or three, but my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me.
Oh, my little girl. God bless my little girl.
I gotta get ready before she comes. I gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with all her bums like me. Sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. But I never know how to get money. But I'll try, my God, I'll try. I'll go and make it, or steal it, or take it, or go.
Maybe I will go. Maybe I will go after all. There's Jigger. I gotta go talk to him. Hey, Jigger!
Well, I'll tell Julie that you're coming. She'll be tickled pink.
Jigger! Hey, Jigger! Come here! Quick! Listen. I changed my mind, you know, about going to Clam Bake, and I'll do everything like you said.
Good!
I gotta get money on account of the baby, see?
Sure, the baby. Did you get the knife?
Knife?
I only got a pocket knife. If he shares a fight, we'll need a real one.
I ain't got a knife, Jigger. Come on.
Go inside and take the kitchen knife.
Somebody might see me. I go on in there. Come on.
Take it so they don't see you.
Billy, is it true? Are you coming to the clam bake?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. We'll have a barrel of fun. I'll show you all over the island, know every inch of it. Been going to picnics there ever since I've been a little girl.
Billy, yeah. Billy. Yeah, you better go get that. Oh, hi, Julie.
Get what, Billy?
Why,
the shawl, yeah, Billy said you ought to have a shawl. Just cold and nice. Fog comes up. And it's what you said.
Yeah, I'll go. Better go get it. Shawl.
Oh, Billy. That was real thoughtful.
I'll go get it.
Come on, everybody.